Are you ready to create a life of balance, abundance, and joy? To live from a place of right intention and right alignment in all that you do? Then tune in right now to Living on Purpose with your host, Carolyn Romano. Living on Purpose is about standing in the center of your life so that no matter what's happening around you, you can respond from a place of peace and strength. Living on Purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways you're meant to serve and grow while staying open to experiencing life fully. Living on Purpose is a time for us to come together to remember our divine selves while we learn and wonder about, weigh and consider, and unpack and repack the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life.
Welcome to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. I'm Carolyn Romano, your host, and I'm delighted to be here with you tonight. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network live broadcast at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. To learn more and for a full station schedule that includes our affiliate showtimes, go to dreamvisions7radio.com. Listeners, our topic tonight is Love, Fear, and Fat, Reflections on a Course in Weight Loss, Part 2. I had so much material prepared last week that I didn't get to it all, so thought, hey, why not? Let's delve a little deeper in the next show, and so that's what we're going to do tonight. But first, I wanted to remind you all that this show is also aired on dreamvision7radio.com at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday and Tuesday, as well as on other affiliates. Past shows are also downloadable at the Dream Vision 7 archive and on iTunes. I invite you all to please like my Facebook page. It's called Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano. You can also follow me on Twitter by subscribing to @BlissHealing. And finally, I wanted to mention that I've been having trouble for I don't know how long with my Bliss Healing Arts email address. So if you have emailed me in the past and did not hear from me, it's likely that I did not receive your email. So please try contacting me again via my website, which is blisshealingarts.com, and you can reach me that way. The Dream Vision 7 Network is over 1 million listeners in more than 125 countries. We've got new radio hosts joining all the time. Lots of great shows, so I encourage you to check them out when you have time. And our shows are now being aired over Radio Europe, in addition to all our other affiliates. So welcome, Radio Europe. Our last show, as I mentioned, was also about love, fear, and fat. And I was inspired to do this because I picked up one of Marianne Williamson's most recent books called A Course in Weight Loss, 21 Spiritual Lessons for Surrendering Your Weight Forever. And this work by Marianne is based on spiritual principles that she learned and has been teaching about for decades from A Course in Miracles. The whole book just really appealed to me, the idea that we could look at, and rely on spiritual lessons and our spiritual beliefs and practices to heal the issue of excess weight. We've got this obesity epidemic in our country. Childhood obesity is at an all-time high. I think there are estimates that this is the first generation where children may not outlive their parents. That's a pretty scary thought. We've got these tremendous spikes in lifestyle diseases that are so often related to our carrying too much weight around. So I think it's important for us to take a look at this issue in more depth. So I have Marianne's book, I have her audiobook, and I listen whenever I'm driving, and so a dear friend of mine and I are working our way through these 21 lessons. And I figured since I've tried just about everything else, why not try this? And so that's what I've been doing. Again, the book is called A Course in Weight Loss, 21 Spiritual Lessons for Surrendering Your Weight Forever by Marianne Williamson. So if anything resonates with you tonight, as we talk further, please buy a copy of her book, get it at the library, download it for your Kindle, whatever it is, and really figure out how to benefit from this work for yourself. So I have spent a lot of time thinking about weight and size, my own weight, my own size. It jumps up and down so much throughout the year. I actually drive myself crazy with it, I think, and it consumes way too much of my time. And I really want to be able to surrender the struggle that I have in this area. And maybe you do too. And so in the last show, we spent some time really setting the stage and the context for this work. And one of the things that came out in the foreword that was written by Dr. Dean Ornish was this idea of life-enhancing behaviors versus self-destructive behaviors. And how can we align ourselves more with life-enhancing behaviors, obviously? And how can we create lives that, as he puts it, become manifestations of love, acts of love, which is, you know, the most powerful force in the universe? And so if you don't know much about A Course in Miracles, what a lot of it boils down to, and I don't want to oversimplify, but just for purposes of the show tonight, basically, it talks about how there are only two emotions, love and fear. And that if you are in a space of love, then by definition, you can't be in a space of fear, and vice versa. If you're feeling fear, it's because somehow you have become disconnected from love. And so what this book does and what these spiritual lessons do is help you to get in touch with how to heal your relationship with love. It's a spiritual curriculum that really helps you retrain your consciousness in the area of weight. And what Marianne says clearly, and which I have always believed and believe in even more strongly now, is that if your subconscious is not involved in the effort to lose weight, it will find a way to what she calls reconstitute the excess weight regardless of what you do. So you could be very successful in weight loss and exercise and, you know, drop a bunch of weight, but if you haven't gotten to the root of the issue for why you had excess weight to begin with, your subconscious will reconstitute it. And I know I've experienced that too, done great with losing the weight, and then for whatever reason, and, you know, that lives in my subconscious that I haven't addressed, the weight comes back on. Marianne also shares with us four spiritual principles that help us in this area. The first being that your body is completely neutral. It causes nothing, and it is completely an effect. That's the first one. The second is that the cause of your excess weight is in your mind. And in your mind is fear. And for some reason, love is blocked. And that combination is what is contributing to the issue in your mind that is causing your excess weight, okay? And then finally, she talks about fear and that it expresses itself as subconscious urges that we feel. And these subconscious urges are either to, you know, overeat or under-exercise or engage in behaviors that just work against us and what we consciously say our goals are. And these subconscious urges are what leads us to excess weight. So those are the four spiritual principles that form the basis for the 21 spiritual lessons. And so again, this course is not about your relationship with food. It's about your relationship with love. I have two examples that I wanted to share with you tonight about this. I recently switched my primary care physician, and I was having my physical. This was a number of months ago, and I said, you know, I feel like I have a lot of trouble keeping my weight down. I'm always, like, fighting with the same 10 or 20 pounds. And so he sat back in his chair as if he was going to tell me this, you know, incredibly wise bit of information, and he said something like, well, here's the key to weight loss. You've got to burn more calories than you take in. And I thought, really? This is the wisdom after all, you know, decades and decades of research on on weight loss and emotional aspects of eating and how hormones affect things, what you're going to sit there and say to me is, you know, you need to burn more calories than you consume. I thought, oh, God, it's so much more complicated than that. It really isn't about the food. It's about your relationship with yourself, your relationship with love. Because if it were just about the food, I think we could figure it out. Needless to say, I'm looking for another primary care physician after that experience. The other thing that I think, other story I wanted to tell you about right now that feels really linked into this idea is that, you know, I just started dating someone new, and I'm not sure, I don't think I've ever been happier than I am right now. And what's happened as a result of that or is contributing to that, I've just gained 10 pounds in like the last 6 weeks. So it's not about your relationship with food. It's about your relationship with love, my relationship with love. So what is not healed in me that makes me turn to food as I embark on this really wonderful thing? So I'm wondering if any of that resonates for you at all. So one of the things Marianne talks about is that love brings up anything unlike itself. So you could be going along in the program working these spiritual lessons and find that, you know, you've made some progress, you know, you're doing the work, and then you just completely derail, or, you know, you go for the bag of chips, or you eat everything in your refrigerator that's not, you know, nailed down. And she says that that is what happens, because when love is what begins to emerge, it's going to shine a light on the dark, and the dark is going to want to try to reassert itself. So you have to just keep working through the lessons is what she would advise. So one of the things she says is, quote, only the power of love can overcome the power of hate. And make no mistake about it, your unhealthy eating is an act of self-hate. Overeating is a form of violence. And one of the mechanisms you are now dismantling is your habit of taking up the sword against yourself, whether the sword be knife or fork. I think that's really powerful. I talked about this in our last show, but that idea that overeating is a form of violence toward the self is very profound. And, you know, if people get nothing but that out of these two shows, then I think I would be happy to really recognize, you know, what you're doing to yourself, what I'm doing to myself when I'm overeating is somehow punishing myself, engaging in an act of self-hate. So what she talks about in her first lesson is all of these different emotions that represent these bricks in a wall. So emotions like shame and anger and fear and judgment. And she says that we really need to figure out which emotions or which words from her list are part of your emotional reality. And I think this is also really key because I've said it a number of times on different shows, and that is that our biography creates our biology. You know, the things that happen to us, the thoughts we have, the stories we tell about who we are and how our life has been creates the biology. You know, we have our energy fields around us and issues come up or, you know, disturbances in the force manifest in our energy fields, and we have an opportunity when they're there, you know, existing vibrationally there to clear them. And when we don't do that, they work their way in and ultimately show up in the body. Okay, so moving forward, I had promised that I would spend a lot of tonight's show on different things that you can do. So one thing you can do is write about all of the different emotions you have and really be aware and conscious of how they have affected your life up to now, with the idea that, you know, brick by brick, you're going to tear down that protective barrier that you've erected in the form of excess weight. Another thing that she recommends is that you somehow ritualize this change in you. And the universe really does support us on our path when we're trying to become more healthy or heal different aspects of our lives. just even creating that intention, that willingness, is a huge step in the right direction. Excuse me. I'm dealing with a winter bug right now. So what Marianne says is that as you realign your mind with spirit, every cell of your being will return to its natural answer, every right choice and every right morsel of food. So much of it is just about this alignment of the self with spirit. And I think so many of us can do that in other areas of our life. So if we can just take that intention, that alignment, and apply it to this, then things will just realign for us. So ritualizing the change in some way, she suggests some ways to do that in her book. She also talks about really clearing the energy and setting the stage. And one of the things that she suggests that we all do is smudge. And I loved that she had that in the book because smudging is an important part of Native American healing and ritual. And basically, smudging is a way that you clean the energy around you. She recommends using sage, where you would light a piece of dried sage, let the flame go out, and use the smoke from the ember to clear the energy in your house. In the Lakota tradition, typically we don't burn sage. We would use sweetgrass or cedar and light that and, you know, do the same thing. My recommendation would be that you first move counterclockwise to remove any energy that you don't want, or that, you know, that you want to sort of disinvite from your space, and then repeat clockwise throughout your space to invite in anything, any positive energies that you want to have with you. So clearing your space, really important. What she says it does is it clears dysfunctional appetites and compulsive energies. And I like that idea. Especially spending time in the kitchen or wherever it is that your dysfunctional appetites or compulsive energies manifest themselves the most. And as I say all this and I'm talking about food and eating, I just wanted to remind you all that this also applies to other kinds of compulsive behaviors or dysfunctional appetites related to other unhealthy habits and addictions. It doesn't exclude, I mean, smudging works for anything of that nature. Another recommendation that I wanted to offer up for your consideration is that you create an altar, some area in your home that becomes sacred space, where you place objects, words, letters, anything that you would like to surrender to spirit, and really create this altar to spirit, an altar to the power of love and its ability to transform and heal. You may already have an altar. I think it'd be fine to use that, maybe carve out a little corner of it for this healing work that you're trying to do around clearing the excess weight that you're carrying. We talked about this last broadcast about making sure you have a journal for a number of the exercises that she suggests. You know, that we talked about the bricks. She also talks about writing letters, like writing a letter to thin you and not thin you, having a dialogue back and forth. A lot of times people can't even picture a thin version of themselves. And if that's where you're at subconsciously, it's going to be even more difficult to move ahead with clearing your excess weight. The next thing that she suggests is group support. I, for one, am a major proponent of group support. I run mind-body groups in my practice, shamanic journeying groups. I always make sure in my own life that I'm surrounded by a support system. So even if it's just one friend, if you really want to embark on this course in weight loss once and for all, the suggestion is that you find someone to do it with. What she says is that, quote, the solitary path gives more power to fear. The solitary path gives more power to fear. And I think that's true. I found it to be the case in my own life. If I isolate myself when I'm going through a bad situation, a lot of my issues become magnified. So group support is key. So we've got smudging so far, creating an altar, making sure you have a journal, that you're recording any insights you have around various issues and emotions related to eating, group support. The next thing that she talks about, which I wanted to highlight, is that you kind of give yourself a new message. And this message is that you begin to think more about your spiritual connection. That's the messaging. It's not think less about food. It's think more about your spiritual connection. That's really compelling. You know, there's that saying among energy healers and metaphysicians, where thought goes, energy flows. So if I were to give a directive to think less about food, what are you going to be thinking about? Food. If I tell you, you know, don't picture a white elephant, the first thing you're going to picture is a white elephant. So the idea here is to put your focus on your spiritual connection, developing that, honing that, creating a really clear channel to source energy that will support you through this process. So it's not thinking less about food. Remember, it's not about your relationship with food. It's about your relationship with love. It's about your relationship with spirit. And if nothing else, really getting into this space of willingness and trust as you're thinking more and more about your spiritual connection is key. A lot of people don't really know how to approach having a deeper spiritual connection or what that even means. And so what I generally say to them is just be willing. Be willing to allow spirit to enter your life. And when you're feeling fear, ask for trust to carry you through. So it's already time for a break. When we come back, we will continue looking at different strategies for surrendering your weight forever. So Jeff, take us to break, and I'll talk to you all in a few.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 Radio Live broadcast here at AM 1510. NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about love, fear, and fat, reflections on A Course in Weight Loss, Part 2. Right before the break, I was talking about this idea of getting into a space of thinking more about your spiritual connection to help you surrender excess weight, talking also about creating willingness. If you're not able to have a full faith yet in your spiritual connection, just being willing to have a connection with spirit show up is something that is a great first step. My mantra is always, I am willing, help me trust. So whatever it is that spirit is asking me to do, I send up a confirmation of my willingness and then ask that I can trust in the process of it, because they inevitably come face to face with a lot of my own fears, and when you're afraid, you really need to be able to step into that space of trust more than anything. There's a beautiful quote in one of the lessons, I think it's lesson 3, where Marianne writes, "It is a full throttle willingness to let go of everything, every thought, every pattern, and every desire that blocks love from entering you and extending through you. A willingness to let go of every thought, every pattern, and every desire. It's taken us a lifetime to get where we are today when it comes to the excess weight we're carrying around. So really being able to have this intentional, deliberate, focused willingness to let go of everything that got you where you are today. In Native American terms, that might be called a shamanic death, where you surrender, let go of, lose everything that you think you want and desire to have the life that's actually waiting for you. I think that's a beautiful metaphor that I like to share, especially when people are going through difficult things or are resisting the changes that are happening in their life. I also wanted to remind people about the war bonnet that we talked about last show. I feel like it applies really well in this area. A war bonnet, you can picture a big headdress that a Native American, often an elder or warrior, would wear. And each of the feathers in a war bonnet are eagle feathers, and they represent a battle won. And so if we think about a war bonnet, area of weight loss, where each feather represents a different diet that you've, you know, been on or been successful at for at least a period of time. I imagine many of us have war bonnets with feathers that trail all the way down our bodies and maybe even along the ground a bit. So, you know, this idea of confronting our excess weight is not a new one to most people who have weight issues. And so thinking about this war bonnet, thinking of yourself as a warrior who is fighting for a spiritual connection rather than fighting to, you know, get rid of something, feels really powerful to me. And the war bonnet represents moving forward and taking action in a positive way. It also represents letting go of the comfort of old habit patterns and a lot of the ways that we eat or relate to excess weight in our lives is really because of the comfort of old habit patterns or fear that we have of the future. So I put forth for your consideration the idea of the war bonnet. Okay, so moving forward, the next thing that she talks about, this would be in Lesson 6 if you wanted to refer to it, is that it's really important to build a relationship with good food. So really, the book and the journey is about a relationship with love. But through that, through the process of aligning yourself with spirit, making sure that your spiritual connection is strong, asking and surrendering this whole process for healing, raising it up to the light, all of those things will initiate a process in you where you will gravitate towards good food. So she doesn't provide you with a list of foods to eat. There's no 7-day sample menu plan for you to follow. There's no grocery list or cupboard stocking plan, none of those things that we see in so many different diet books. But instead, she reassures us that our bodies will know what they need to eat, that we will sort of instinctively know what is required to nourish us at any given moment. And I really do think that that's true. If we can take the time to slow down, to get in touch with our bodies, remember, it's that self-awareness piece that I say time and time again on this show, when I'm working in groups, when I'm working with clients, self-awareness is the key here. Slowing down enough, getting still enough to figure out what it is that is true for you in any situation. So here the situation is food. It's what our body is hungry for on a physical level. So your cells really do remember what it means to eat with nature's rhythm. I saw this picture on Facebook today of a whole army of ants marching along the ground, and they were deliberately avoiding this lollipop that was there. And it was apparently a lollipop that was not made of anything other than chemicals. So ants, which you would typically find all over something that, you know, was actually made of, you know, sugar, were completely avoiding this lollipop. So, you know, in building a relationship with good food, we're talking about sort of getting back to nature, getting back to whole foods, asking your body what it wants to eat, realizing that typically we don't have a preference for chemically processed food, for food-like substances. Our bodies want food. So if you're going to go ahead with an altar in your home, if you already have one, Marianne makes a wonderful suggestion that you buy a beautiful piece of fruit. I would suggest that it be organic. And you place it on your altar so that it can represent, symbolize, gather the energy that you will have a healthy relationship with food, that you are wishing to build this new relationship. Okay, so in Lesson 8, it's called Surrender to the Divine. We've talked about this a bit, but I wanted to just underscore something that she said. Excuse me. And that is, quote, "An out-of-control appetite for food originates in your mind, not your body." I'll say that again. "An out-of-control appetite for food originates in your mind, not your body. While your mind is grasping hysterically for food, your stomach is often moaning, 'Please, no more.'" While your mind is grasping hysterically for food, your stomach is often moaning, "Please, no more." Now, I feel almost embarrassed to say this, but there have been so many times where that has been true for me, where I have this out-of-control appetite, but it really is in my head. It's in my emotional space. It's, you know, this feeling of out-of-controlness that, you know, where I am grasping hysterically for food, as she writes about, but I'm already stuffed and I'm not hungry physically, but there's something in me that needs to either repress what I'm feeling or otherwise just not deal with it. I thought that was incredible. So if that is the case, then what she recommends is that you sort of get into this space of divine mind, the more you can be in that space as a preventive measure, not just after a problem occurs, not just after your stomach has been crying, please no more, but if you're really calling upon that piece of the divine that exists within you and asking it, you know, what are you really hungry for? And, you know, write about it, think about it, sit with it, figure out what emotions rise up in you that maybe are, you know, difficult for you to take a look at, and maybe look at them or get support to look at them. You know, don't go unconscious. Really be willing to be aware, be willing to let spirit carry you through this process, through the difficult emotions, staying as aligned as possible with divine mind, as Marianne calls it, as prevention. It's kind of almost a spiritual medicine. Okay, moving on. The next thing we'll be getting into in more depth in the last segment of our show is more about self-awareness, this process of self-examination that is what is really at the heart of true healing. Talk about visualizations, again, more about how our biography creates our biology. So I will let Jeff take us to break, and I will talk to y'all in a few.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Since 2004, Old Dog Haven in Washington State has been providing loving, safe homes for senior dogs ages 8 and up who've been abandoned or are homeless at this time in their lives. Wonderful foster families take these old dogs into their homes, making their golden years happy years. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit olddoghaven.org. Old Dog Haven, providing hope, love, and comfort for senior dogs.
Since 2009, the Frank J. Romano Foundation has been working to honor the public service legacy of its namesake. The Foundation's goals include promoting health and wellness, encouraging education and lifelong learning, and promoting volunteerism and social responsibility. For more information or to make a tax-deductible contribution, visit fjrfoundation.org. The Frank J. Romano Foundation. Be well, do good, love life.
If you're feeling the effects of chronic stress, chronic fatigue, or chronic illness in your life, it may be time to learn more about the key role that mind-body medicine can play in restoring and maintaining your health. Through individual or group sessions with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts, you can experience energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and self-care planning designed to enhance health and wellness. Mind-body medicine includes techniques such as Reiki, meditation, breathing practices, guided imagery, and mindfulness, which research increasingly shows support the body's natural ability to heal itself and restore balance. To get started, call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Green Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Donna Schatz is a licensed acupuncturist located in the Porter Square, Cambridge area of Somerville. With over 25 years of experience, Donna combines massage, acupuncture, and Reiki in her work while focusing on each client's individual needs. Contact Donna at 617-776-3065 or visit www.donnaschatz.com. That's 617-776-3065 or donnaschatz.com.
Maybe you have clear goals for your life but wish you were making more progress. Or perhaps you have no idea where you're headed, yet you still feel a sense of urgency to get there. Wherever you find yourself at this moment, consider how you will benefit from shamanic coaching with Carolyn Romano of Bliss Healing Arts in Massachusetts. This face-to-face approach works on achieving alignment on all four levels of your existence: mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. Shamanic coaching combines traditional coaching methods with energy medicine, mind-body skill building, and shamanic techniques. The goal: to help people create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. Call Carolyn at 508-481-BLIS. That's 508-481-2547. Or visit blisshealingarts.com and get your bliss on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at AM 1510 NBC Sports Radio Boston. If you're just joining us, we're in our final segment of the show. We've been talking about love, fear, and fat, reflections on A Course in Weight Loss. This is the second hour that we've been discussing this topic. And before the break, we were getting into different strategies, spiritual medicine, how to surrender to the divine, really get in touch with our out-of-control appetites for food. And in this final segment, I wanted to mention something about sacred space. The third card that I pulled when I was preparing for the show was the sacred space card. It's about respect, and it's a picture of a little girl, a little child, sitting in a medicine wheel. And a medicine wheel is basically represents the four directions. It represents mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical aspects of ourselves. It represents balance. When you listen to the intro to the show, when I talk about living in the center, I think about it as living in the center of the medicine wheel. And it's really about respect, a card that symbolizes respect, cherishing the space that you command, respecting the body, and respecting your total being. And so much of what we've talked about in this show and the last show is really about respect and healing your relationship with love, healing your relationship with yourself, getting to this place of self-love and self-respect that allows you to nourish yourself in a way that's healing, that allows you to be in touch with who you really are, that allows you to manifest, that allows you to be in touch with your divine spark. And that really allows you to stand in the center, free from any compulsion, where you're balancing all parts of the self. So, you know, as we think about this journey of surrendering our weight forever through our spiritual connection, the question that I put forward for your consideration is, can we really treat our bodies and ourselves as the sacred space that we are? And so I want you to be thinking about that. I want you to also think about why you might be sort of where you are today. How has life taught you that emotions are dangerous? I had a particular aha moment around this when I was prepping for the show. I was a really sensitive kid. I'm probably still a little bit sensitive, if I'm being completely honest. But I would cry. Oh, my gosh. The thing that I would do all the time was cry, cry, cry. I would cry if I was happy. I would cry if I was sad. I would cry if I was angry. It was just what I did. And so because of that, I sometimes was called a crybaby. And so then I became afraid to cry. And I suppressed a bunch of other emotions because I was so afraid to cry. I was afraid that someone would, you know, I would start crying in a confrontation, and so then I wouldn't have any confrontations. I mean, it just became this huge thing for me all through my life. But I do remember in my adolescence that I would hide in the dining room in my home, like stuffing cupcakes down my throat after school, like hoping that I wasn't going to be discovered. Like, I don't know if any of you remember that, like, three-pack of chocolate cupcakes. I don't know if they were Hostess or what, but they had a cream in the middle. And I would eat them, like, without thinking, without really even tasting them. I don't know what I was trying to suppress. Probably all of, you know, these emotions that I just talked to you about. But I think that was really a strategy for me that I used to kind of suppress or control or numb out myself or the emotions that I was having. And, wow, I hadn't made that connection until just now. So really, whenever I come up with these topics for us, it's because I'm, you know, working through things, or Spirit is, you know, saying, Carolyn, you need to look at this again, and, you know, let's be as transparent as possible so that maybe other people can benefit it from it too. So when you look to your own childhood, where might you have been taught that emotions were dangerous? And again, this is not necessarily just for people with any kind of compulsive eating or weight issues. It could be any kind of addictive behavior that you have. And so what Marianne will say is that if you're too frightened to feel a feeling, so I would, you know, not want to be crying, I would not, I'd be so afraid of that. And that energy of that feeling still has to go somewhere. And she says that it, you know, in this case, it goes to excess weight. The other thing she says, you know, when we're talking about the solution to this being spiritual connection, she writes that, quote, spiritual mastery does not emerge from self-will, but from surrender of self-will. You know, I think a lot of times, especially with dieting, geez, we feel like we have to have a, you know, all this willpower and discipline, and we've got to do it right, and we can't stray at all, that we are in control of it. But what she is reminding us is that if you really surrender to Spirit as you're trying to clear your, you know, excess weight issues, it's about surrendering your self-will, not having really well define self-will. It's that surrender. It's that giving over that we've talked about so many times. Okay, so the final thing that I wanted to bring up was what she talks about as another common feeling that the overeater has, and that is this desire to avoid the simple stress of living in the modern world. And whether this is running a household, running a company, this stress that we experience in our day-to-day life, have people running for whatever form of numbing out, I can't even pronounce it at this point, that they can find. Okay, so you feel really stressed, it's too much for you, how do you numb out? Well, food is a way that a lot of people do. And so, you know, the stress, I talk about it every show, I want to make sure I have time for it tonight. Stress causes cellular inflammation in the body. And say it with me, cellular inflammation is at the root of every disease process. And it's the cumulative effect of what we do every day that determines our health over the long term, for better or for worse. So if every day you're working on your spiritual connection as the vehicle for surrendering your weight forever, the cumulative effect of that will be that your excess weight resolves. Okay. Remember, again, overeating is not a food issue. It's a relationship issue. Your weight has been, on some level, a statement of your unavailability, right? It's that separation wall, all those bricks that we've talked about last show and this show. It's the result of these energetic behavior patterns that come from this need that you have to protect yourself. Okay, so what's the bottom line for all this? I would suggest that you, you know, figure out what strategies resonate for you, work the strategies, work the spiritual connection, get the book, find some friends, you can surrender your weight forever. The bottom line, choose love and let your love become a powerful force for change in your life. And I hope we remember this as we close tonight's program. I wanted to remind people again that at the new moon, I do a prayer ceremony for the people. So if you have any prayers that you would like me to offer on your behalf, I would be more than willing to do that for you. If you go to my website, blisshealingart.com, you can contact me that way. I also wanted to let you know that I offer sacred path card readings and energy work and chakra balancing in person or over the phone. If you're interested in the session, again, go to my website and get in touch with me that way. I have some additional mind-body groups forming right now. And the second Monday of the month, I do a shamanic journeying circle. We'll be meeting again on March 11th, so if you're local to Massachusetts and want to give shamanic journeying a try, I can guarantee you will not be disappointed. I also offer, during those shamanic journeying sessions, we do the journeying, but we combine it with a Native American sacred path card, so I think it's a really valuable experience for folks. Okay. Well, the other thing I wanted to mention is that in May, I will be giving a lecture on mind-body medicine, followed by a one-day retreat in early June. So stay tuned for more information on that as well. Okay, so I thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, again, please visit my website, blisshealingart.com. To contact me through there, or you can call me at 508-481-2547. Our next show is on Sunday, March 10th, 2013, right before New Moon, where our topic is Stone People Rekindling the Soul's Memory. So remember, tonight's show will air Monday and Tuesday at 2 p.m. and 2 a.m. DreamVision7Radio.com. Until next time, I wish you moments of grace descending. Take good care.
Thank you for tuning into Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Please join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. when we unpack and examine the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Living on purpose is about being deliberately aligned with the ways we're meant to serve and grow, while staying open to experiencing life fully. It's about recognizing and becoming the fullest expressions of who we are. It's about envisioning the lives we're meant to be living, and then joyfully living from that end. Yes, Boston and beyond. Until next time, get your bliss on. For more info, visit blisshealingarts.com.